Hey, it's WBCN in Boston. I'm Ken, and in studio with me now, Ms. Edie Burkell. Hello, Edie.
Hiya.
Welcome.
Thanks.
BCN. And hello, Kenny Withrow of the New Bohemians.
Hello.
He's got his microphone set up for guitar, so we get to lean over a little bit. First, we got to get one thing out of the way. One question out of the way. Is it true that you were actually hired for the first album because of your hair and because you look good on stage, and that actually it was studio musicians that did all the voices for the album?
It was more that I could give good pedicures.
All right, so much for the Milli Vanilli references today. Good afternoon. Welcome to Boston. You've got a great show going on tonight at the, I'm assuming it'll be a great show at the Orpheum tonight. I haven't seen you guys live, but I've heard you've got a terrific live show. I have seen you perform live on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You guys did Saturday Night Live last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fun.
And you're also doing it in store. We wanted to mention we've had so many wonderful people are in town doing in stores. We got a little confused. We want to let people know they can see you, meet you, and have you autograph your new album over at 1 o'clock today at, let's see, in Harvard Square at Newbury Comics, Harvard Square today at 1. So, they got the whole thing busy for you. You guys are not going to have time to go looking at the Christmas decorations around Boston today.
No.
You gonna have any time in town at all, or are you kind of breezing in and out quickly this time?
We had some last night. Saw some lights draping from some trees. That was pretty.
Things not as lit up as in past years. The economy's a little down here, so I think they clipped out every third Christmas light in the town to save some money. But welcome to town.
Thanks.
And the new album is terrific. I was listening to it, and I do find it seems to be a little more serious-minded than the first album, Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars. Did you find that true? Is something going on in your life, or is it just maybe my life that made me think that you were doing more serious stuff?
Maybe it's a little of both.
Okay.
Maybe it's mine and yours. It just kind of came out that way. But
a couple of sad tunes, and I didn't really think of you as being a sad group, not first time. It sounded like you guys are just partying all the time. There were some serious tunes in the first album, Circle. And,
we don't know how those got in there.
I don't know. We let them slide by.
I don't know.
Would you sing one of your tunes? What are you going to do for us first?
Ghost of a Dog.
Ghost of a Dog from the new album.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is that the title track? Yes, that's the title track of the new album. Ghost of a Dog, Edie Burkell and Kenny Withrow on WBCN. Live on BCN for this Mighty Lunch Hour. A little visit here. We appreciate that. That's a sweet tune. Sweet and sad. A little mournful, but and a happy thought, actually, that,
yeah.
You know, that old mutt's still around there.
Yeah. Canine afterlife. It's all right.
Now, legend has it, story has it, your press releases have it, that you, the Bohemian, New Bohemians were a band before you were there, and they were on stage one night, and you were suddenly on stage with them, singing. Is this really the way it happened?
Yeah, that's the way it happened. They were a band, they played for friends and parties, and I met them one night at this club, and they didn't really have a singer, and a friend of mine dared me to sing with them, and I really wanted to, so I said, yeah, and I did. It wasn't a crowded club. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. There were maybe 7 people in there. So
it was a safe, It
wasn't that much of a risk.
Attempted.
Yeah.
Either embarrassment or success there.
It was a little both.
And it was like, immediately the band said, whoa, not only does she look good, she sings great.
No, they didn't say that.
Well, thank you, young lady. Thank you.
It took Kenny.
You can't come into the locker room with us now, though.
Kenny actually saw the band, and he told them that I was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got me in the band, and then he joined.
Right, they got my seal of approval. Then I got the guitar player out of the band, and I placed him.
How do you like touring? Has touring been exciting for you? You'd rather be back? You live in Texas?
Yeah, I do.
Rather be back there on the ranch or farm or apartment? Or
no.
Where do people live in Texas anyway? Is everybody, I get this vision of everyone living on a ranch out there.
No, there are a couple, but it's mostly apartments and houses.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike this, only different.
Do you like it like a little bit of each, or would you rather be, you wish it, you know, despite the music business stuff, you could kind of stay home all the time and still sell albums? Or do you enjoy seeing different places?
I do like touring because you get to see other places. It would be great if we go home every other weekend.
That would be nice.
Just to collect ourselves. But I like it. It's different.
Had you traveled around before you joined up with the band, or has this all been new to you?
No.
The music business and finding other places in the world.
Yeah, seeing other places is completely new. Never really been out of Texas before I joined the band.
So, all right, outside of Boston, let's leave Boston out of this. What are your favorite places that you've been that you really had a good feeling about, enjoyed, had a good time, or something wonderful happened to you? What cities or countries?
What do you think, Kenny? What was your favorite?
New York City. If we're going to move any place, we probably might move to New York City.
Really? You like that?
Yeah, just for...
juice flowing all the time?
The juice flowing. you could say that. All that juice. No, just lots of information there, and just as far as the musicians go in the band, we want to go there, really. Just lots of people to learn from, lots of information.
I think here in Boston, we feel like in Boston, we got everything you could possibly want. In New York, you got 10 of everything you could possibly want, including sports teams.
Vancouver's pretty, too. You ever been to Vancouver?
I haven't. No, I've never been that side of Canada.
It's so pretty.
But a lot of our rock and roll friends are from Aerosmith. Love Vancouver and that whole Pacific coast of Canada. They go back there to record and enjoy themselves back there. It's also an interesting touch of Asian culture seems to have hit that whole area, since I guess it faces next town west of Vancouver is Tokyo, I think.
Right,
so
right.
Something oriental about that area. Watch influence. So you like that too. That's an interesting cross-section. There's two different, totally different kind of cities. Well, hopefully when someone in another city asks you about it and says, okay, leaving Akron out of it, what are your favorite places? Hopefully you'll mention Boston and your show tonight at the Orpheum. There are a few tickets still available, by the way, for tonight's show. If you haven't made your plans for tonight, Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians will be at the Orpheum Theater here in Boston. And you can also meet them at 1 o'clock in Harvard Square at Newbury Comics. And what else are you going to do? You got another tune for us?
Yeah, we're going to play an edited version of Vallejo. Red dog riding in the back of a pickup truck. Be there.
Andy Burkell and Kenny from the New Bohemians on WBCN in Boston. You know, we've had many people performing live here. We always ask about everybody who passes through if they do it live. A lot of people won't take the chance, but of everybody who has taken the chance, I don't think anyone has sounded finer on our airwaves in better voice before the sun went down than you, Edie. Thank you. That was terrific. You only most rock and roll. I guess you really are a Texas kind of country girl if you let the sunshine not affect your music, because most rock and rollers just can't get the pipes going before about 6 at night.
It's a little hard today, though.
Oh, you sound great. You sound great. Everybody's in store for a great show tonight. Aztec Camera's opening up for you. They're a very fine band.
They're great. You don't want to miss them.
Different kind of music than yours, but just wonderful. Are they on tour with you now?
Yes, they are.
Great. That should be fun. Getting along with those people?
No, not at all. But you don't want to miss that.
And there you go. Edie, Kenny, thank you for dropping by. The first album was a smash for you. Second album, has there been anything? I mean, it's quality-wise, in my humble opinion, just as good, if not better. But how's the reaction been? Is there any kind of sophomore slump? You've been warned about that, not to be afraid, and second album doesn't always do as well?
We've heard of that, but we're not really paying much attention to it. We're just going to let it do what it's going to do, and we're going to do what we're going to do.
Good way to do things, the way you want to do them. Thank you, Edie Burkell. Thank you, Kenny Withrow. Catch you tonight at the Orpheum Theater, and if you can make it over, I'm going to let Edie and Kenny go now, because we have to have them do some work here for us, and then head on over to Harvard Square to Newbury Comics, where they'll be signing copies of their new album. So pick that up, and we'll hear something from that right now. Anybody you want to say hello to you met last time in Boston? Remember anybody in particular?
Hi, Jim Donnelly, if Jim Donnelly's around.
All right.
Like Jim.
He likes you.
Jim Donnelly,
he spoke very well of you too. Thank you, Edie. Thank you, Kenny. This is from the new album, Ghost of a Dog. It's called Mama Help Me. Edie Burkell and the New Bohemians on BCN.
Hi, this is Edie Burkell
and Kenny Withrow of New Bohemians.
You're listening to the Rock of Boston, 104 FM, WBCN, Boston.
Thank you. When first time going through a drive-thru. And we went through the drive-thru, and she ordered a large fry, extra large, you know, they kind of come in the red cardboard, and I ordered a regular, the kind that came in a sack. And we finished them about the same time. So we decided that maybe they were really the same size, just different packages. This is a song from Ghost of a Dove.
killed yourself loving somebody else? If you said yes, you're lying, because you ain't dead.
I'm not afraid to die.
Jewish. On bass, Brad Hauser. On drums, Matt Chamberlain. Kenny Wisrow. This is a song that was really written by my grandmother. You should see her dance to it.
Thank you. Thank you.